From Tidbits on February 16th, 2009, this is the audio edition of Finder Inconsistency Could Lead to Data Loss, written by Adam C. Angst. Consultant Scott Rose has isolated a potentially dangerous problem in macOS 10.5 Leopard that could cause data loss who rely on the dock or the Apple menu's recent items submenu as a launcher for in-progress documents. The steps to reproduce the problem aren't likely to bite careful users, but it's easy enough to see someone accidentally stumbling into the situation, as did one of Scott's clients. The problem. Assume you've dragged frequently used documents to the dock for quick access, and once in the dock, you use those dock aliases exclusively for opening documents. Or imagine that you use the Apple menu's recent sub-items submenu or application's open recent submenus to access your in-progress documents. Further assume that for some reason, perhaps accidentally, you move one of these important files to the trash. Normally, if you double-click a file in the trash, the Finder refuses to open it, telling you to remove it from the trash first. The warning makes perfect sense, since it would be all too easy to empty the trash while working and lose your file. However, if you open a trashed document via the dock, the recent item submenu, or an application's open recent submenu, some applications allow you to open the document, make changes, and save your changes, all without the slightest warning. Were you to empty the trash, your data would be lost, and you'd be left with no recourse short of a therapeutic bout of cursing. And yes, this would definitely fall into the category of user error, but if Apple's going to prevent people from double-clicking files in the trash, the least they can do is be consistent about other ways of opening files in the trash. In a quick spot check of applications I use, programs that allowed editing of files in the trash include Microsoft Word 2004, but not 2008, Microsoft Excel 2008, and BBEdit 9.1.1. Scott Rose also tells me that he's verified the problem in FileMaker Pro, any version, Quicken 2007, and Final Draft 7. On the other end of the spectrum, Apple's own TextEdit, Preview, Pages 09, and Numbers 09 alert you that the file is stored in the trash and require you to save it elsewhere. Microsoft Word 2008 presents a clear dialog telling you to move the document out of the trash or use Save As. Adobe Photoshop CS3 lets you open the file and make changes, but when you try to save, it forces a Save As without any explanation. On my first test with Adobe InDesign CS3, it crashed. Subsequent tests merely closed the document without warning or explanation as soon as I opened it. Testing would be required to determine how any given application will react to the situation, so if you rely on the dock, recent items, or open recent as a launcher for in-progress documents, you may wish to check the applications you use. I haven't tested macOS 10.4 Tiger with regard to opening trash documents, but I'd guess that the problem exists in that version as well. Exacerbating the problem is the fact that Leopard's Time Machine doesn't back up files once they're in the trash. It may have the backup of the file before it was moved to the trash, but that could be significantly out of date were you to empty the trash and then look to Time Machine to restore the most recent backup. Who's responsible? From the varying results in my testing, it's clear that the responsibility currently lies with application developers to notice that an open file is located in the trash and to prompt the user appropriately. Apple's own programs appear to do that, and I strongly encourage developers to perform that checkout in either open or save, preferably open. More generally, though, and the reason why I think Apple should modify macOS 10 to eliminate this possibility of data loss, is that the Finder and the dock behave differently in exactly the same situation, and the Finder itself displays inconsistent behavior. Double-click a file in the trash, and the Finder forces you to move it before opening it. Finder also warns you appropriately if you put a document in the sidebar or toolbar, trash the file, and then try to open it. But open a trashed file by clicking it in the dock or from the right recent items submenu, and it just works, which is a bad thing in this case. For the sake of both consistency and safety, the dock, the recent items submenu, and the open recent submenu in applications should refuse to open any file that's stored in the trash. And, ideally, the Finder should just offer to move the offending file to the user's desktop rather than presenting an error dialog. That would just be polite. Plus, although fixing this bug would address the issue of opening files in the trash, I believe that Time Machine should back up the contents of the trash, just like everything else, since it's all too easy to create a file and trash it within the hour-long time frame that Time Machine operates. Thus preventing Time Machine from ever seeing that file. I've reported this problem to Apple, and with luck, it will be addressed in Snow Leopard. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening. By the way, thanks to reader Matt Strange for suggesting that I investigate the behavior of recent items in OpenReason as well. Based on those results, I recast the article from its original state, so it doesn't focus so much on the docs. The problem obviously exists in other areas of macOS 10 as well.